Most of us are familiar with the way a bowling ball sounds when it hits the pins from the front end of a lane. But the noises we just heard are the sounds from behind the pins and the machine that picks them up and places them back down again. Rick Walker is the mechanic at Rogers Bowling Center on Walnut in Rogers. He provided me with a tour of what happens while we are doing our victory dance.
When the ball hits the pins, it comes down, gets on this wheel, lines up on a distributor, and it feeds the pins onto the table. And this right here, what does it? It's called a cam, and it does everything on the table, puts all the pins down.
At 5 feet 9 inches, I have to stand on my tippy toes to look down into the mechanisms. When pins are hit, an arm sweeps them back and into the vertical rotating distributor, carrying them up and around a circle until they reach the top and are then shot into the table, which is horizontal and arranges them in the diamond or triangle shape. The table then folds down and places the pins on the lane in that proper formation.
It's a triangle. You got 1, 2, 4, 7. The back row is 8, 9, 10. Center pin's 5. You got 3 and 6. As long as we try to keep them on the dots, because you get a strike, everything's got to be lined up. If it ain't lined up, you won't get a strike. So we pretty much keep everything on the dots.
The center gets inspected once a year by the United States Bowling Congress, or USBC, to ensure that lanes and pins are being kept to regulation. Each of the 28 lanes here has its own distributor and table. If you look from the side and across all the machines, you'll see boxes on the top.
Your square box on top of the machine is called a chassis, and that's our brain. And each machine has one. It does your scoring, and when your sweep drops, when your table comes down, pick up your pins, it tells you to do all that.
The brains sometimes have to be rebuilt, which is where Rick's experience as a mechanic comes in real handy. If you look straight on at the back of the machine, you'll see another box. This one has some switches and buttons. Say a pin gets bumped over by the ball, or another pin, and isn't knocked down, but isn't on its dot anymore. The table will come down, but won't be able to pick it up. It's not in the right spot, risking the sweep knocking it over and the bowler losing the opportunity to knock it over next turn. The switches will allow the sweep to go back out without messing up the pins. Sometimes a pin can be snatched with something as simple as a long hook.
Grab this hook, get it off. The ball gets stuck back here. Even when they're bowling, you got to put your hand down there and get that ball into the hole. And sometimes they will throw another ball, and you got to watch it because it'll break your hand. So
balls can come down the lanes at up to 30 miles an hour. And that's how fast they're going when the ball belt picks them up and shoots the ball under the lanes, back to the bowler, and the ball return. I always thought it was the table, the thing that picks the pins up, that could count the pins that remain standing or not, and that was how my score miraculously popped up on the TV screen scoreboard. But come to think of it, the cartoons that scream strike appear much faster than that. As it turns out, there are cameras focused on the pins, watching every strike, spare, or gutter ball.
And the cameras will tell you how many pins you knocked down or what you got standing. Then it goes back to your score. Right there's our camera. And each lane has a camera on it. It has to because it's scoring. So, yeah, they're very important to our business.
Rick works 5 days a week and is on call just in case. Each day starts with oiling 42 feet of the lanes. 7 days a week, they must be oiled. He also tells me that the pins themselves require maintenance. Every 6 weeks, they're swapped out to clean and to rest.
Because the bellies of the pins will swell, and because a lot of pin jams in the back on our table. So we let them rest, the bellies shrink. Then you let them shrink about 6-7 weeks, and we put them back in. You gotta repeat the whole process every 6 weeks.
So that's why there are pins laying around everywhere. Rick and I head out from behind the scenes to talk about the actual game. We're joined by Sherry Tremis, a league bowl player. I'm well aware of how the scoring works in a game when I'm playing with friends. Strikes are 10 points. Your next turn after a strike is counted twice. A turkey is 3 strikes in a row, and so on. But I had no idea how league bowling works when you're on a team. So I asked Sherry to explain.
Everybody sets like an average and like a handicap. You set like an average, like my average right now is 130. So based on your average, you set like a handicap. So each team, what they do is they take your handicap and they add it up, and that's like what your total is on what you have at the beginning of the game. Like right now, my Wednesday night handicap is 91, I think. So say like you bowl against another team and they're like 191. So that team is already 100 pins ahead of you. So you got to bow and you got to beat them more, you know, than that. Sometimes you can do it, sometimes you can't. But really they just take like the total of every one of the bowlers, you know, handicaps, and they just add them together, and then that's what you got to beat. And then it's at the end of the game, it's whoever's got the most pins knocked down. It's the team that wins on the, like, the game. And then you, at the end, you bowl 3 games. Then at the end, they take the total of all 3 games, and that's who wins the overall.
She uses a 14-pound ball, which sounds large for her petite frame. The ball is made to break or hook, but she throws straight, unlike the curve throw other experienced bowlers use. And her secret to getting a strike?
And you gotta find your board, you gotta find your mark. Some people use the arrow, some people use on like the dot, some people use on like a board. I have a dot that I look at, and I just try to hit that mark every time. And then it also depends on what kind of ball that you have and what kind of ball that you throw.
Unlike Sherry, who has been bowling competitively since she was a kid, Rick started bowling when he started his job here, 16 years ago. He now throws a 15-pound hook ball and averages about 220. Though he likes his job behind the scenes, he likes bowling with other people.
It's fun. That's why I bowl, because it's fun. Sometimes you do get a little frustrated, but yeah, most of the time it's fun. So, and that's why I do it. And plus, you meet a lot of people. I met a lot of people over the years, especially kids growing up, you know, junior bowlers. And that's what I love about it. You meet and you mingle, you know, so that's why.
And he does like the kids. He says they are the future of bowling. The center offers scholarships to kids for junior league. Rick brings up one young girl he's met, Haley.
She was a junior bowler since she was 5 years old. Now she has Texas A&M, Kansas City State, and all of them looking for her because they got a bowling program. And once she graduates, she's going to go to college with a scholarship for bowling. That's going to help out her with her schooling because of junior bowlers. So,
the Rogers Bowling Center offers 6 different league options for men, women, co-eds, and juniors. The 32-week fall league season will begin soon. This is Ozarks at Large.